What is jihad in Islam?
Jihad in Islam refers to striving or exerting effort in the way of Allah. It can encompass various forms, including the struggle against one's own desires, the defense of Islam, and the pursuit of justice.
Is jihad only about physical warfare?
No, jihad encompasses both internal and external struggles. While physical warfare is one aspect, the greater jihad is the inner battle against personal weaknesses and temptations.
What are satanic whispers, and why are they dangerous?
Satanic whispers are deceitful thoughts or temptations that lead individuals away from the path of righteousness. They are dangerous because they can mislead people and distance them from Allah's guidance.
How can we combat satanic whispers?
By strengthening our faith through prayer, seeking knowledge, and surrounding ourselves with righteous company, we can resist satanic whispers and remain steadfast in our beliefs.
What role does taqwa play in jihad?
Taqwa, or God consciousness, is essential in jihad as it helps us remain vigilant against satanic influences and stay on the path of righteousness.
Why is tawhid important in Islam?
Tawhid, the belief in the oneness of Allah, is the foundation of Islamic faith. It reminds us of Allah's sovereignty and our dependence on Him alone.
How does jihad against one's desires relate to tawhid?
Striving against one's desires reflects the commitment to uphold tawhid by submitting to Allah's will rather than succumbing to personal whims.
Can jihad be violent?
While jihad can involve physical struggle in self-defense or for the sake of justice, it should never be unjust or aggressive. It must adhere to Islamic principles and guidelines.
What are some examples of nonviolent jihad?
Nonviolent jihad includes acts of charity, spreading knowledge about Islam, standing up against injustice through peaceful means, and striving to improve oneself morally and spiritually.
How can teenagers engage in jihad in their daily lives?
By practicing kindness, standing up against injustice, helping those in need, and striving to improve themselves morally and spiritually, teenagers can engage in jihad in their daily lives.
What does it mean to remember Allah as the Rabb in jihad?
Remembering Allah as the Rabb, the Lord and Sustainer of all creation, reminds us of our ultimate accountability to Him and motivates us to strive for righteousness in all aspects of our lives.
Why is it important to seek knowledge in jihad?
Seeking knowledge helps us understand the teachings of Islam, discern truth from falsehood, and equip ourselves with the tools to combat ignorance and misconceptions about jihad.
How can teenagers learn more about jihad and its significance in Islam?
Teenagers can learn more about jihad by studying the Quran, attending Islamic classes or seminars, seeking guidance from knowledgeable scholars, and engaging in discussions with peers.
What are some misconceptions about jihad?
Some misconceptions about jihad include equating it solely with violence or terrorism, ignoring its broader spiritual dimensions, and misinterpreting its principles to justify unjust actions.
How can jihad contribute to building a better society?
Jihad, when practiced in accordance with Islamic principles, promotes justice, compassion, and moral values, thereby contributing to the creation of a more harmonious and equitable society.
What are the dangers of misunderstanding jihad?
Misunderstanding jihad can lead to extremism, violence, and division within communities. It can also tarnish the true image of Islam and undermine efforts towards peace and unity.
How can teenagers address misconceptions about jihad?
By educating themselves about the true teachings of Islam, engaging in constructive dialogue with others, and serving as positive role models, teenagers can help dispel misconceptions about jihad.
What does the Quran say about jihad?
The Quran emphasizes the importance of jihad in striving for justice and upholding righteousness. It encourages believers to stand firm in their faith and resist oppression.
What is the ultimate goal of jihad in Islam?
The ultimate goal of jihad in Islam is to establish peace, justice, and righteousness both within oneself and in society, in accordance with the teachings of Allah.
How can teenagers actively participate in jihad while maintaining ethical standards?
Teenagers can actively participate in jihad by embodying Islamic values, promoting peace and justice, and striving to make positive contributions to their communities, all while adhering to ethical standards and principles of Islam.